And so in Foundations class right now, this week we talked about abundance and abundant living. And so there are really two components, I think, to living an abundant life. And one of them is living in the experience of having enough, living in the experience of plenty. And that means not just money, but it means living in the experience of enough and of plenty of whatever it is that makes life feel rich and satisfying to us. And so it means having enough friends and enough love and enough opportunities to express ourselves. It means having enough resources and enough money and enough time and enough health and enough wisdom and enough faith. Because having enough of all of those things makes life feel rich and satisfying. And so the second part to living an abundant life is actually an internal experience. It's a feeling experience. And so what that feels like then is to live with a sense of peace and to live with a sense of confidence and ease and security and serenity around having enough of whatever it is that we want to have in our lives. So living an abundant life then is an external experience and it's an internal experience. Because certainly all of us know of people who have lots and lots of money, more sometimes than we can even wrap our brains around, and they are still always striving for more, always seeking more, and it's as if however much will never be enough, there will never be enough. So certainly, that person is not living in that internal experience of abundance. They are still, even though they have lots, they are still living in the experience of lack and not enoughness. And I know all of us have absolutely had times in our lives where we have had an abundance of stuff, like an abundance of stuff in your closet or in your home or in your life where it feels overwhelming and stressful. Rather than bringing peace and ease and confidence, it does just the opposite of that. So it's not really about having necessarily just an abundance of money or an abundance of stuff. It's that internal experience also. And so Reverend Dr. Frank Richelieu says, prosperity is a state of mind accompanied by an inner feeling of peace, security, joy, and omnipotence. And so all of us in life want to feel like we have enough. And we don't want to feel like we have enough just to squeak by, but we want to have enough so that we're living with that sense of peace and ease, so that we feel peaceful inside. We want to have those feelings of serenity and of ease and of confidence, knowing that our needs will be met, knowing that we have enough, and a little more than enough. We just want to live that kind of joy-filled life. And so one of the ways that we can increase both the abundance, material abundance in our lives, and our internal experience of abundance is through gratitude, through being grateful for what we have in our lives, recognizing what we have in our lives, and being grateful for that. The problem is that so often, instead of being focused on what we have and what we're grateful for, what we do is we focus on what we don't have. And we focus on what we might not have in the future, and then we worry about that. We complain about things like, I just don't have enough time. Or we worry that we're not going to have enough money to buy that new car that we want or need. Or that we're not going to have enough money to go on that vacation that we want to go to. Or that we're not going to have enough money to pay those bills, and then we worry and we fret about that stuff. And so we put our attention on what we are afraid of, and we put our focus and attention on what isn't working and what we don't like. Does anyone do that? You know, we put our attention on and we complain about the fact my wife doesn't cook for me enough, or my husband never cooks, or my husband or my wife doesn't pay enough attention to me. Do you think complaining about that will actually increase how often your spouse cooks for you? Or do you think being in gratitude when they do cook for you and telling them how grateful you are and how much you love it and how much it means to you, do you think that is you're apt to get more by doing that? That's just such an easy example of complaining versus being in gratitude and how it shifts actually what happens in our experience. And so there's a story that I'd like to share with you. And it says, parents and educators have been worrying about the dying art of handwriting for years, as smartphones and laptops have led some classrooms to spend less and less time on teaching the fine art of writing in cursive. Sarah Hinsley, a third grade student in Frederick, Maryland, though, finds writing cursive kind of easy. Using her cursive skills to win a national handwriting competition. It's an impressive feat, made even more impressive due to the fact that the 10-year-old was born without hands. Hinsley, who writes by holding her pencil between the ends of her arms, was trained in the fine art of penmanship by her teacher and quickly learned to love writing. She can do just about anything, her mom says, often better than me or my husband. Hinsley entered the 2019 Zahner Bloser National Handwriting Contest, and the judges were so impressed with her perfect penmanship that she won the Nicholas Maxim Award. The award was a trophy and a $500 prize. Is $500 a lot for a 10-year-old? Can you imagine what that would feel like to you? As well as $500 in educational materials for her school. While Hinsley hasn't decided what she wants to do with the $500 in prize money, she does hope to inspire other children who, quote, have challenges, reminding them that in her experience, if you try your hardest, you can do it. She was not focused on what she did not have. She was not focused on what was not working in her life. She was absolutely focused on her gratitude of being able to write with her two arms. She was focused on gratitude for the things that she has in her life, and abundance came her way in a myriad of ways, not just in this writing contest, but every single day because of that focus on gratitude. We think that worrying and focusing on what we don't have and what we don't like will change that. That's why we do it. But the law of attraction draws more of what we focus our attention on. Where we put our attention is where the energy flows in our lives. Louise Hay, who's such a lovely author, says, "Gratitude brings more to be grateful about. It increases your abundant life. Lack of gratitude or complaining brings little to rejoice about." Have you noticed that? When you're complaining, that it brings little to rejoice about in your life? Absolutely. Negative thinking causes depression and stomach problems and difficulty sleeping and anxiety and an increase in addictive behaviors. In turn, gratitude magnifies what we're grateful for. Focusing on what we're not grateful for amplifies that experience. Focusing on what we're grateful for amplifies that experience in our lives. So when I think about how grateful I am for my relationship, what happens is it takes me to an inner experience of how grateful I am for the love and for the kindness, and for the laughter. When I focus on and express how grateful I am for my home, it reminds me of how beautiful my home is. That's what I love about it. How comfortable it is. My new soft, cushy carpet, and all these windows that look out into the backyard where all the flowers are blooming. When I think about how grateful I am for all of you, it makes me so grateful that I get to have this job and get to do this and get to make an impact on your life so that your life is better. What a blessing that is. But what happens every time we express how grateful we are, we get to experience those feelings all over again. And so the title of my talk today is Amplifying the Good. We amplify or multiply the good in our lives by practicing and experiencing gratitude. We sometimes forget that we live in this infinite and opulent universe. We forget that this universe we live in is filled with boundless good. We forget that limitless potential. Have you seen the yellow flowers that are blooming all over the hillsides? Is that abundance? One of our community members, CJ, went riding her bike down in Orange County recently and talked about those yellow flowers went on and on, hill after hill after hill, covered in them, so much that the road she was riding on is normally 10 feet wide, and the flowers made it about 3 feet wide, and there were some places she had to actually get off her bike and walk because the flowers were so close in on the road. That's abundance. Or think about how many leaves do you think are on that one tree outside the window there? What's your guess? 187,000, is that what you said? Well, if there's 187,000 on that tree, how many leaves do you think there are on this property of Lakewood Country Club? And how many in this city, how many leaves are there? How many across this planet? Countless. How many grains of sand are on the beach just in Huntington Beach? Seems like a lot when it gets on the floor in your car even. How many are on that whole entire beach or all the beaches in this entire world? And not just how many, but how many different kinds of fish are there in this world? How many different kinds of birds are there in this world? That is boundless creativity. That is opulence. That is abundance. That's the creative intelligence that we live in. That is outpicturing itself as all of that abundance. And we think the problem going on in our life is too big for God? Did you ever try making all those different kinds of fish? Think about this too. If you plant a tomato seed, it grows a plant that grows dozens of tomatoes. And in on that one plant are so many seeds that you could grow hundreds of tomato plants from that, and then they multiply, and then they multiply. That's what our gratitude does. It's like the water and the sunshine for those tomatoes. It makes the good things in our life grow and multiply just like that. Our gratitude magnifies our experience of what we have in our lives that we're grateful for. And then that law of attraction draws more to us of what is like it. Because like attracts like. Because we are more open to receive when we're in gratitude. Wayne Dyer says that abundance is not something we acquire. It's something we tune into. Our gratitude tunes us into that abundance. It reminds us of all the other things that there are to be grateful for when we practice gratitude. We start seeing more and more and more things in our lives to be grateful for. It makes us feel happy, and it makes us feel satisfied, and it makes us grateful to be alive. And so, can you think of right now three things in your life for which you are grateful for? And can you think about why you're grateful for those things or what about them you're grateful for? Does everybody have three? Tell the person that's sitting next to you what those three things are. What are you grateful for? Can you feel it? Can you feel your gratitude? And can you feel your open-heartedness? Guess what? You just drew more good to you in your life just by doing that. One of the quotes in our Foundations workbook this week was, "A life of gratitude comes from living in connection with your heart." It comes from living in connection with your heart and expressing love and appreciation for all of life, from the little to the grand things. A life full of gratitude is a prosperous and a happy life. Expressing gratitude lifts us out of depression. It dissipates fear. It takes us out of those thoughts that say, poor me, and feeling like a victim. It dissolves grouchiness. Do you ever get grouchy? If you focus on what you're grateful for, it will take you out of grouchiness. It dispels loneliness. It raises your vibration. It changes your brain chemistry. Is that amazing? Just that one thing? When you are feeling grouchy or fearful or anxious, if you shift your attention away from those feelings and onto what you are grateful for, it will shift your mood, it will lift your mood, and it will shift and lift your inner experience of what's going on inside of you. So I have two invitations for you this week. One is to start expressing your gratitude, whether that's writing it down in a gratitude journal, writing 5 things down every single day that you're grateful for. You can do it first thing in the morning or before you go to bed. Or if you're in a relationship, to share with your partner before you go to sleep what you're grateful for or what you're grateful for that day. Or if you have a daily phone call with someone, to share with them what you're grateful for. Or to post it on your Facebook page every day. It feeds itself and it feeds other people too. Share what you're grateful for. And the second thing is, when you are feeling down or anxious or life is not going the way that you want it to, shift your focus away from that and onto what you're grateful for. The people and the places and the events and the items. And keep focusing on that and naming those things to as many times as it you need until you feel your energy shift. You'll feel it shift. It'll move you. And every time you feel yourself frustrated or getting irritated, shift your attention to your gratitude and what you're grateful for. And notice what changes take place. Notice what inner changes take place and notice what outer changes take place in your life. And then report back to me. I can't wait to hear how things shift for you just from focusing on your gratitude. So remember, we live in this opulent universe. That one that is filled with creativity. Just think about the different leaves or all the different kinds of birds or fish. We live in this opulent, creative universe. The source of your very life is that presence, is that one. And its nature is to unfold. Its nature is to express. That's what it does. That's what it is. That boundlessness is its nature. The nature of life and the nature of your life. So express your gratitude daily. Revel in the good. It's the easiest spiritual practice that there is. So easy. And as a result, you will absolutely be amplifying the good in your life and experiencing more good in your life and drawing ever more good to you. You'll be a magnet. And so blessings to all of you on this path of self-discovery and discovering this life in God that you are living and bringing that presence into this world in such a beautiful way. Blessings to all of you. Reverend Karen, you want to come up here and pray with me? Such a treat. You want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, so please join me and take that awesome, awesome wisdom and energy into our minds, into our bodies, into our souls, into our whole selves, and recognize with open and grateful hearts that there is that one amazing, infinite presence. Ah, it is right here where we are. In through and as each one of us, and we each are unique and divine expressions of this good, of this amazing power, amazing abundance that absolutely is present throughout the universe, throughout everything in the seen and the unseen. It is who and what we are. What I know is that each one here is reminded of their own truth this week. They take these words, this wisdom, this energy, and go forth, remembering all the good in their lives, remembering everything to be grateful for, remembering the abundance that is present around them every moment. For there is no separation between each one and between the beloved. Mm-hmm. And so I know that each one of us moves forth this week with that presence, that power, that energy, that gratitude in their hearts. And that, such beautiful and abundant things show up. And I pass.
So what a blessing it is to be in recognition of this good, to be in recognition of this one and only power and presence and life that there is, and that is the life of that divine presence that is unfolding itself all around us as the magnificence of this universe. Everywhere we look, we see this divine presence in expression, unfolding, pouring itself forth as the infinite creativity that it is. What a blessing it is to be in recognition of this and to be living this life of that divine presence. And so I know that everything that we could want for, everything that we could need, is already unfolding itself in our lives. For, as Karen said, there is no separation. There is no otherness. We are here living that life, expressing that one, and it is living and moving and having its beingness within us and as our very lives. And so all that I have is thine. All that God has is already ours, and the kingdom of heaven is right here where we stand. And so today, in our gratitude, we open our hearts and we open our hands and we open ourselves to that opulence of the universe. And out pours a blessing so big we could not possibly hold it all. How grateful I am to be living this life here at this time, reveling in this magnificence. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now, simply because we have said yes, and simply because it is the way that it is. And for this, I am grateful. And so I release this prayer and I say, and so it is.